Shalom, shalom, holy friends. Here we are, the second installment of our continuing series in Likutei Maharan, attempting to take that inspiration from Uman and jump forward into specifically some of the Rebbe's teachings. Here we go. We're going to dive into the first Torah. It is important to know that each new piece of Torah that's taught from Rav Nachman is referred to as a Torah. This Torah Aleph, Torah Beis, and they're referred to as numbers, which as we continue to learn through the Sefer, those numbers will become important to remember. So here we go. Torah Aleph begins, as does many of the Torahs in the Likutei Maharan, with a foundational text. In this case, it happens to be a text from Sefer Tehillim. Sometimes it's from Tanakh, sometimes it's from the Gemara. But here we go. From Sefer Tehillim, Ashrei Samimei Derech HaHolchim B'Torah Hashem. Happy are those whose way is perfect, who walk with the Torah of God. Now we're going to dive in. What does Rav Nachman say about that pasuk? Da! It's important to know. That through the Torah, all of our prayers and our requests are received. Every single one that we requested and that we prayed. Dayenu, if we were to stop right here, this is outside, if we were to stop right here, that's gevalt enough to know that everything that we're requesting is received by Hashem. Wow. Well, given the caveat of through the Torah, what exactly does that mean? We're going to continue. Here we go. V'chein v'chashivas, the grace and the importance shel Yisrael of the Jewish people, nis'alev v'nisromen b'fnei kol mi shetzrichin, hen beruchani hen begashmi. That this importance of the Jewish people is elevated before all of those who need, whether we're speaking about physical or spiritual needs. Yachshav avonoseinu arabim. But now, because of our many sins, chein v'achashivas amiti, the true grace and the true importance shel Yisrael of the Jewish people nafal, it has fallen from us. Yachshav ikra achashivas v'chein hu etzlam, because now the main, by the way, that word ikar comes up all over the place in this sefer. It doesn't mean exclusive. It's important to note. It doesn't mean exclusive. It means the main. The most important, meaning there are other tangential things happening, there are other things going on, but it means the main piece. So achshav ikir v'chashivas v'achein hu etzlam. The importance and the grace, it has fallen, it's specifically with them, meaning with the non-Jewish world, with the other nations of the world. Aval, al yidei ha-Torah nis'aleh v'achein v'chashivas shel Yisrael. However, through the Torah, we can elevate the grace and the chashivas, the importance of the Jewish people, yeah, Torah nikreis, because the Torah is called ayeles ahavim v'yaalas chen, a beloved doe and a yaalat chen, a graceful gazelle. Now Rabbi Nachman is going to do something tremendous to let us know not only is he able to pull in these psukim from Tanakh, but weave them beautifully with other ideas from Shas. Here we go. Shema alachen al lomdeha, and we learn in Maseches Erevin that the Torah bestows grace upon those who study her. And through this, meaning through the study of Torah and the recognition of this grace that the learning of Torah brings back to the Jewish people, all of our prayers and our requests are received. Continuing in the Torah, that a Jewish person needs to always, lehistakel means to really look at, really examine, b'haseichel, the intelligence, shel kol davar, that is within everything. Meaning there's some type of inner essence that is within everything, shel kol davar, and we have to look for this. Ulkasher atzmo ala chokma v'haseichel sheyesh b'chol davar, and to connect oneself to this wisdom and this inner intelligence that exists inside of everything. Kedei sheyar lo haseichel. And that way, this inner intelligence can enlighten him, enlighten that person, sheyesh b'chol davar, that exists within everything, liskarav l'Hashem yizbarach, and to connect, to come close to God, al yidei oso davar, through this particular thing. Meaning, there is something holy, something awesome, something great, inside it, every single thing that there is in the world. Yaseicho, because this inner intelligence, hu or gadol umeir loy b'chol drachav, because this is a great light that shines for a person in all of the paths that he's going to go. Ukumosha kasiv, just like it says in Koheles, Chochmas Adam Toyer Panov, that a person's wisdom causes his face to shine. Therefore, the more wisdom that we're able to find and to search out inside of every single thing, the more we're able to make that part of us and connect ourselves to that wisdom, the greater our shine will be. Continuing on, Zeh v'zeh b'chinas Yaakov. And this is the concept of Yaakov Avinu, Jacob, our Holy Father. Ki Yaakov zach l'b'chora shehu reishis. That Yaakov merited the firstborn rights. Because he was first, he came first. Shehu b'chinas chachma. And this firstness is the concept of wisdom. How do we know that? K'mo shechasev, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, reishis chachma, the first is wisdom. And this idea of the first is wisdom and is connected to Yaakov, the Yaakveni Zepa'amayim, that he obstructed me twice, and says the Targum Onkelos, Chachmani, that he outwitted me. You note the Shoresh, Chachma, wisdom. Zebachinas, this whole concept that we've been exploring thus far, is Bechinas Shemesh, is the concept of the sun. Ki Aseichel hu meir lo b'chol drachav k'mo ha-shemesh. Because this inner intelligence that lights up a person, that illuminates a person in all of his ways, is likened to the sun. Most obviously because of the illumination factor. Zeh b'chinas v'orach tzadikim ka'or noga holech v'or ad nechon hayom. The path of the righteous is like a beaming sunlight, radiant, shining ever brighter as we get through the day. Zeh b'chinas ches. Like the letter Ches, Lashon Chius, which is the language of life, Achochma v'Aseichel Shehu Achius Shel Kol Davar, that the wisdom and this internal intelligence that is the life factor, is the life force of every single thing, K'mo Shekasev Achochma T'Chaye, that wisdom brings life. Just pausing for a moment to recognize that Rabbi Nachman has this masterful artistry, where he's quilting together this beautiful tapestry of ideas and holiness. That we must repeat, we must review to follow step one to step two to step three. Now we're going to continue to add to these beautiful steps. Ach, machmas she'or ha'seichel gadol ma'od. However, because of the light of the inner intelligence is so very, very great, e'efshar liskois elav, ki'im al-yidei b'chinas nun, shehu b'chinas malchus. Now this incredible light is impossible to merit except through the concept of a nun, the letter nun, nun. Shehu b'chinas malchus, which is the concept of royalty, of kingship. Moshe Kasev, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, lifnei shemesh yinon shemo. Uperesh Rashi, lashon malchus. May his name yinon as long as the sun. And Rashi says that yinon means malchus, means royalty. Continuing to add on to this, v'zeh b'chinas lavana, and this is the concept of the moon. Ye lavana ein la or me'atzma, because the moon doesn't have any light to itself, except that which it receives from the sun. This is directly from the Zohar. Vezel b'chinas malchus, and this is the concept of malchus as well. Deleisla migar maklum, ella mashem mekabelis min aches. That malchus does not have anything of its own, but rather only that which it receives from ches. What does that mean? Let's continue and find out. Shehi b'chinas chachma, which is this concept of wisdom, which is connected to the sun, Chinas Hashemesh, like we saw before. Kanal Kanizkar Lael. Menase. Here's a pasuk from Yeshaya. Ora Levana Ka'ora Chama. That the light of the moon is like the light of the sun. Aval. Mishein Makasher Atzmo Elaseicha VeChachma VeChiyus. A person who does not connect himself in serious ways to this seichel, this inner essence of something. And the wisdom and the life force, Shiesh b'chol davar, that exists within everything. Zeh b'chinas Esav, shebiza es ha'bechora. This is the concept of Esav, who is not one of our tzaddikim, who despised the bechora, the rights to the firstborn, Shemo Shekasov, like the Pasuk says, the yivez Esav es ha'bechora. There's our proof. The hainu ha'seichel kanal, which is this seichel, this inner intelligence, which is the first, which is the sun, which is all connected in this beautiful tapestry, as we've seen above. I'll briefly summarize what it is that we've experienced and learned together today. There's a particular grace and importance that helps our prayers to be answered, and learning Torah helps add that grace and brings it back up to its rightful place. In order to learn best, we really have to focus on the pnimius, the inner intelligence, that which exists, the seichel, that is in everything, which connects to Yaakov Avinu, which connects to the Bechora, the firstborn, which connects to Chochma, which connects to the sun, which connects to the letter Ches, which connects to Chias, which is life, which connected to the letter Nun, which is Malchus. How exactly those work together, we're going to continue to weave this beautiful tapestry upon which Rav Nachman has laid out before us. Wishing everyone a beautiful week filled with opportunities to find that Seichel Shebechol Davar.